I believe that Jesus was tired. He had just come from Gennesaret, where he had just walked on water, where he had just healed a ton of sick people, and was surrounded by crowds even when trying to get away from them. I believe that Jesus was tired. And here in this passage, I think we see a Jesus, to quote an advertisement, who was hangry. Jesus was maybe not his best self. He actually makes a comment that many commentators actually say is rooted in ancient racism, and even rooted in maybe some gender disparity. That by calling her a dog, he uses the female term for a dog. And at this time, Gentiles, and they make it very clear that this woman is a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin, were not the chosen people. They were not from Israel or Judah. She was of Greek origin. And so Jesus' comment is pretty harsh. He's saying that the children of God, the chosen people, deserve salvation before Gentiles. Don't be Jesus. But then, this brave woman who pushes through the crowds, who oversteps her place in society, and comes to seek Jesus out. And she claps back at him. She says that even the dogs eat the crumbs from the table. And Jesus steps back, because he sees the deeper faith in this woman and recognizes that she sees the kingdom as bigger than people who are in and people who are out. This is not a misnomer of a story in our Bible about Jesus. There are multiple times where he's actually confronted with the idea that the kingdom may be bigger than he's actually even perceiving. We are seeing Jesus's humanity played out right here. A theologian and an author that we lost too early, Rachel Held Evans, wrote, "It's fear of Jesus' humanity, I think, that keeps us from interpreting the story of the Syrophoenician Canaanite woman as a story about a man changing his mind about his racial bias when confronted with humanity and chutzpah of another person." These words from the woman confronted the humanity within Jesus and elicited a divine response. So Jesus changed his mind. Jesus maybe saw the depths of his heart past his anger and frustration and tiredness and admitted it and said basically to the woman, "You're right. I'm going to heal your daughter." So maybe, yes, we actually should be like Jesus. The world wants us to be perfect. We have to work perfectly in order to earn our pay raises. We have to be able to solve every problem that is thrown in front of us at every moment of the day. We have to work to create the perfect utopia here and now. Maybe that's just the pressure I feel. We have to work to save the world because there is so much pain and struggle. It has to be different because people here are hurting and people are dying. And here's the hard part. Is that we fail. Because being perfect and saving the world all by yourself is impossible. So we fail. We fail because our master plan doesn't get executed, or we hurt the person we are actually trying to help. Or we just can't get anything right today. And so maybe, just maybe, we are called to recognize those failures and that they may be part of our reality. The admittance of these failures and wrongs are maybe what we are called to apologize. That because of our humanity, we are going to say things and do things that we think are right, and maybe come to find out they're not. So, can we be like Jesus and admit when we fail and accept that failure and then hear the correction and make the changes in our lives? We are called to be our full selves, failures and all, as Jesus was, to continue to work for the betterment of this world, but also to not be afraid of that failure, to admit when we fail, and to apologize to the people we failed. And then make the jump to the divine, to make room at the table, because the kingdom of God is huge and knows no bounds. So yes, let's be like Jesus. And remember our humanity and be ready to correct our mistakes and continue to work for the coming of God's kingdom. And it may seem hard, and it may seem long, and it may be hard to see past the failures. But I want to leave you with a quote from Rabbi Rami Shapiro, a quote that my wife gave me and has been giving me some insight and wisdom of recent. "Do not be daunted by the enormity of the world's grief. Do justly now. Love mercy now. Walk humbly now. You are not obligated to complete the work, neither are you free to abandon it." Amen.